Hey, what's going on out there? V's After Dark Radio Land, and you know what time it is on this special, very later to the edition of Let's Talk About Sports here on V's After Dark Radio. One of those weeks where we don't start at our normal time at 16 Eastern Standard Time, but better late than never, as they say. Boy, I'm messing up English language today. I am your host, the man himself, James Acevedo, and of course I have my lovely co-host here, the one and only CEO of V's After Dark Radio, is the one and only, the very lovely and multi-talented Miss V the Toy Lady. Hello there. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Not much. You had snow, huh?
we got snow.
Not like we did.
We got snow.
You had real snow. We didn't have real snow.
Wow, Denver just threw an interception.
Well, I really don't care.
I know. First of all, they look like pumpkins and scary people.
Oh, that's right. Every Thursday is this.
Okay, you sound a little fuzzy, but it might be my Bluetooth this time because they've been on crack all day.
I have my Bluetooth.
My Bluetooth is on crack.
Okay.
Nah,
so
I might have to go get new Bluetooth. Might be you. It might be me.
Okay, because it was just fine. Maybe
okay,
the Bluetooth.
Now I can hear you better.
Okay, so I guess it was you. I guess. I don't know. But anyway. I don't know for a fact, but did your Lions lose or win?
No, they won. They won.
Okay.
They
who the hell they played?
By the way. who did they play? That's a good question. They won. Barely, but they won.
They won.
In
the playoff hunt.
Let me see. I think they played Atlanta. I think. Or was that week before last? I don't know. I think.
Let's see here. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see.
That's sad. I just know we won.
You should know more than me. Let's see here. As it takes forever for the information to come on my screen.
It was the Buccaneers.
All right, Buccaneers. They're still, we talked about this the last couple of weeks, they're still behind the eight ball because there's still a couple of teams in front of them that will unfortunately take those playoff spots unless they start losing. You got the Seahawks that's still in play. They're part of the wild card hunt. Got the other teams, but yeah, they ain't gonna be easy for them. The next three games left, which is hard to believe,
are all must wins.
Especially when you're facing the Bears. Got the Bears coming up, the 16th. Then on Christmas Eve, which is a Sunday. That you will face who? You face that after the Bears.
The Bengals.
In Detroit. The Bengals. That's a road game, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's a road game.
Yeah, that's a road game. Yeah, that's a road game.
And then the last game is against somebody.
The Packers. Oh. And Aaron Rodgers has said he's not coming back.
Oh, good. I heard that he was going to come back.
He said he's not coming back to save him.
Okay, good. So you might win that one. 7-6 record, second place in your division in NFC North. How do you feel this 2017 season?
How do I feel?
Yeah, you don't feel as confident as last year. I know last year you said a month ahead of time at least, we're going to get the wild card. You were definitely not confident.
I said we might get the wild card. We will get the wild card.
Yeah. I could just want you to say we will get the wild card. That's what I remember.
No, I said we might get the wild card.
Anyway, so did you watch any of this game this past Sunday?
I watched it, but I was having some issues on Sunday. So, and it had nothing to do with the game. I was just having some other issues going on.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I hear you. Okay. So let's see a look at the standings here. By the way, for those of you who care, North Carolina Broncos Colts game, and we definitely don't. How does the Colts uniform look?
At least they don't look like something that I can name. I mean, all blue is better than looking like giant pumpkins.
Yeah, giant pumpkins, huh?
I mean, I don't know what you call all blue. Is there anything all blue that we can name?
I don't know. Blueberry? I don't know.
No, they don't have no really fat people. So, I mean, they're doing pretty good there. I mean,
I'm trying to see standings. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Playoff pitcher. Let's see what the playoff pitcher. All right, give me this playoff pitcher. Let's try. Give me the one fight to another fight to another fight. Give me the damn what I want. Put me in a loophole here. Put me in a damn circle. Go here, go here, go here. Okay. By the way, the number to call is 616-716-8041 as I try to hold
down
the time.
And the chat room is open.
Oh, the chat room is open. I heard those words in a while. Okay, as we go into who's still in the hunt in the NFL.
We're still
for the
in
playoffs,
the hunt, that much I do know.
Yeah, unlike Mike.
We're in the hunt for a wild card.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Not going to be easy, but definitely in the hunt in the wild card. Let's see what we have here. Boy, we even talked about tiebreakers, Gigi, if that was to be the case. That's very rare when that happens. That's very rare when there's a tie and they go by the, you know, head-to-head records and shit like that.
Wow. I just went on to Amazon, and Amazon Prime is showing the game.
Yeah, they do that. Mm-hmm.
I forgot all of...
Yep.
I mean, not that I really care. I mean, I'm watching it on TV, but I guess for those people who don't have regular TV since it's on NBC...
Yeah, don't have cable or something.
Which, no, you don't need cable because this is on NBC. So if you ain't got an antenna at your house, you just suck. I mean, so you're going to go on Amazon Prime to watch what's already free? If you don't have free TV at your house, I mean, if you don't have free TV but you got Amazon Prime to watch the game, that's called pathetic at that point, okay? I'm just keeping it real.
All right. The Seahawks are leading the pack, you know, as far as the NFC wild card, 8-5. You and two other teams are tied for that second spot. You got your lovely friends, the Packers from Green Bay, and our favorite, and I'm saying this very sarcastically, the so-called America's team, Dallas Cowboys. So,
and for anybody who wants to know, the coach just scored.
Oh, whoopee. Ah.
Yeah, whoopee.
Whoopee. Does that have no effect on what I'm talking about right now when it comes to AFC wild card?
I know. But at least, you know what I did realize? At least Denver don't have orange helmets on, so they don't look like the full pumpkin.
Yeah, they don't look like orange. So they don't look like orange crushed soda is what you're saying. Okay, that's good.
Right.
Offer you Midwest out there, orange crush pop for the South. So that's with that. So, that, you know, now I really realize by looking at this playoff picture, you know, you still have definitely a good shot. You probably not get the first, but you might get the second spot. Besides playing the Packers' last game of the season, which might be – that game might be for the last spot. Who knows? It might be. The Cowboys, I know the Giants – well, they lost the Cowboys last week, but what a shock. The remaining games for the Cowboys, they have to go at Oakland this Sunday to face the Raiders. Then they come and face the Seahawks, who's the number one spot on the wild card playoffs. So that's not going to be easy for the Cowboys. Then they come home to face the Eagles. But see, the Eagles, even though they've been kicking ass all season, they lost their quarterback this past weekend.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So, I'm loving every minute of that. Once again, the Eagles, just when they about to get there, now they have to use their backup, who actually, I forgot his name, but he was the starting quarterback before this guy they drafted. So now he's going to have to carry the weight throughout the whole, now it's going to have to take a full team effort for them to even maybe try to get the number one seed. They have to have, for them to have any chance, they have to have home field advantage. Otherwise, they're going to be one of those teams that just, they're going to remind me of the Raiders last year where they had a real good season. Then Carr, their quarterback, got hurt, and then they just made the playoffs, but they had no offense because of their major star, which is their quarterback, got hurt, and they couldn't do nothing. So it's one of those deals where that's just a tough luck situation where, you know, you're rolling along during the season, which I still can't believe that the best record in football. I never saw that coming. I mean, not that I thought they would suck, but I just didn't see them being the best team in all football. I mean, that's saying a lot considering, you know, the Patriots is around and you got these, you know, I still can't believe the Steelers are that good. That's going to be the main game this coming weekend. You got those two major teams with the same record. I think they're both 11-2, and they're going to face each other for, this is basically maybe going to be for home field advantage with three games left to go. That's going to be a tough game. That's going to be an interesting game. And, of course, I would like to see the Steelers win. I have enough about the Patriots winning. I'd like to see the Steelers win, even though the Steelers come from a winning tradition themselves. But I always like their head coach, that dude. I forgot. He's the guy who looks like Omar Epps. You know, their head coach of the Steelers. He reminds me of Omar. He does look like him. And if you ever see his, like, post-game press conference, he is so hilarious. Like, he's just like a – I don't know. It's just the way he does his, you know, his pre and post game conference. It's just like he's a regular guy, you know. Like there's no, you know, being careful what he says. And not that he's, you know, it's not that he just says.
Well, he has
whatever.
No filter.
Yeah, but it's not to that point where, you know, it's just a regular. He's like a regular guy to me. Like he doesn't speak that normal coach speak. You know, it's like that coach language. He like just says stuff. Yeah, you know, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, da da da. And yeah, he's a good coach. I mean, he's been very good with them for all these years. He replaced the legendary Bill Cowher, who was the Steelers head coach. I mean, the Steelers are amazing because in the last, I would say, maybe as long as I lived on this planet, or maybe a little less, not by much. They've only had three head coaches their whole history since I've been on this planet. That's amazing, considering with everything that, you know, especially recently in history when it comes to sports, you know, coaches and managers get fired left and right in a drop of a hat. I mean, they've only had three head coaches within the last at least 40-plus years. That's amazing when you really think about it. I remember, I think Chuck Noll was the original, the first guy. Then it was Bill Cowher after him. Then it's this guy. If I'm not mistaken, because they've had coaches that's been there forever. They just stay there. They're like Popovich in San Antonio, you know. They just stay there. they don't go nowhere, you know, because they win. You know, and Popovich can get away with saying shit like he says. You know, because Popovich is one of those guys. But see, I don't – see, with Popovich – I know I'm going all over the place, but this is what I do – Popovich, I don't get like that with him because I know Popovich loves to mess with the press. You know, he likes to mess with them. Sometimes he might get out of line, but see, I don't go like, oh man, he's just a douchebag or whatever. He really does have fun with the press because, you know, let's be honest, some of these people in the press ask stupid questions. They ask the dumbest shit. So sometimes he goes, okay, let me make this interesting. Just miss some shit. And you can't say shit in a way. I mean, you could, but if all he does is prove that he coaches winning teams, that's hard for you to go against that guy. You know, you can't go, well, okay, whatever. Where Bill, what's his name, Belichick, he's a total apathy. He don't say a damn thing. He's the boringest coach you ever see in your life. But guess what? They still win. Because he could get away with that because they win. They produce. Every year they win at least 10-plus games a year. At least 10 to 12 games a year. Like I said, it helps that they're in a horrible division. Anyway, with the Packers, besides the last game of the season facing the Lions in Detroit, this week they face the 9-4 Panthers in Carolina. So let's go Panthers.
Which I hope they lose. I mean, yeah, well, I've been rooting for the Panthers. You know, as they say, who am I rooting for? The Panthers.
Yeah. Go Cam Newton. Okay, then they go back home to Green Bay to face the Vikings, 10-3. So these next two games, they're facing big-time teams of the NFC. They're facing a...
And believe it or not, I'm actually rooting for the Vikings over them, which if I got one or the other to lose, I want the Packers to lose because it gives us a better chance. Because if the Vikings lose, then it really doesn't matter because the Vikings are probably already in.
No, you know what it is? Because you're like, okay, let's think realistically. The chances of the Lions winning the division is slim and none. So the Vikings, even if they lose, it won't do much for you. But for them to face a team that's in contention of the wild card, like the Packers, that you want the Packers to lose. You want the Vikings to beat them. So even though the Vikings are your division leaders and you're second place, realistically, it don't look like you're going to take first place in the division. So you might as well go, okay, let's be realistic. All right, we don't see this happening. And that's at least, okay, it's not like I want the Vikings to win, but in this case I do because they're facing a team that's ahead of me or we're tied with, you know, depending after what happens this week. So I have to root for the Vikings because that's the better way, the bigger chance I have to get into the playoffs than first place in the division. It's just reality. You know, that's all. So I can understand. It's just funny, two teams from the black and blue division face each other to determine your outcome in the playoffs first. So that'll be interesting. And, of course, they come to face Detroit and Detroit, you know, the Lions in Detroit. So
yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. When I see all this, I'm telling you, I think you have an excellent chance to get that second spot. Now, what happens after that, I don't know.
I'm not holding my breath, okay?
We talk about when that happens. First, get there first. Then we talk about everything else, you know, who we face or whatever the hell.
I'm not holding my breath.
So it sounds like you're telling me, this might be a little tougher than it was last year. It might not turn out like last year. Maybe. The chances that happen.
Can we say SOL?
Still 3 weeks left. Can you at least give it a couple more weeks? Can you at least give it 2 weeks? Can you at least give it to that last game of the home game against the Packers? Can you at least wait till week 17 and then you could maybe say that? Maybe.
You know what?
I know. You've seen this movie before. But I'm just saying maybe, you know, change of things that happen.
You know what? I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'm going to go get me some popcorn.
For anybody who's listening,
the reason why I sound this way, I'm a little high right now. And no, it's not all alcohol. I'm coming off anesthesia.
Yeah.
So for anybody who doesn't understand, whenever I had what they call outpatient surgery today, which by definition, I did not have surgery. I had an injection. But anytime they do stuff in a surgical center, it's considered surgery. So I right now I'm one of those people that when I get anesthesia for whatever reason, unlike a lot of people who come out of anesthesia like within a couple of hours, I guess because I don't take drugs, my body be like, yo, this is some new stuff. And it holds on to it. And my body is just like, yo, this is some serious stuff. And it's holding on to it. I mean, I'm feeling better than I did. But this is why they don't let you drive after it. Because of people like me. And this is why they tell people when they say when you go for stuff like this and people say, oh, I could drive because I'm awake. No, this is why you don't drive after stuff like this. Seriously. Cause
just asking for death.
I got released like this morning, like before noon. And I'm just like, I've taken a nap, but I think I punched a nurse. I think I did. I'm not sure.
Now, please elaborate on that.
Okay, when I say I think I did, because I was on my stomach, the surgery, what I had done required them to go through my back. So I know they had me on my stomach. I remember, you know, because I had to get on my stomach in order for them to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were flipping me over or whatever, but I remember whatever happened is I jumped and I came awake a little bit, but I ended up going back to sleep. So I don't know if when they were flipping me over or whatever, but I have this thing that when I'm asleep, there's certain ways you can't touch me. And this comes from being in the Navy. This is all military training. Like, you know how you were in boot camp, and I'm sure when you got out of boot camp, you were around the CTEs. So for anybody who's listening, this is a little bit of military training. And you were on a ship, so you were around the CTs if you had any CTs on the ship. And what you don't do is you don't flash. You don't take the flashlights and flash them on the CTs or whatever because it, like, really irks us because we do Morse code. So it's like certain things, you don't touch a CT or anything because they jump because of the flat of the Morse code. And it's like certain things that really annoys us. And touching us and everything because of the Morse code is annoying. And people say, well, it's been 20-plus years later. It doesn't matter. It still annoys me. It's one of those things that it stays with you years later. So it must be, I'm thinking it's the way they want to flip me or whatever that. And like I said, but nobody was standing over me with a black eye or anything, so I don't. Or I may, because, you know, so I may have just jumped. I may have just flinched. I may not have punched. I may have flinched. You know, but either way, I know I did something because I remember hearing something, but then I, like, went back out.
Okay. Now, I've never been put under, so is it different than just going to sleep? I would think it would be, correct?
Well, I didn't count down. Like, I've been put under twice. This is my second time being put under. Last time I got put under, I did a countdown. I kid you not. All I remember was that they told me to, no, I didn't count down at all.
Oh, you just went out?
I remember. Damn. I just went out. There was no countdown or nothing. So I remember her telling me I had to get on my stomach. They moved me from the bed because I had to go into the x-ray room. So I'm thinking that she's getting ready to do an x-ray.
Okay.
And she told me I had to lay a certain way. I had to put my hands a certain way. And that's all I remember. I knew I had to be on my stomach because they had to put a pillow under me. And that's all that I remember. Next thing you know, I woke up back in, and next thing you know, I woke up back on my back and post-op. Now, this procedure that I had done can be done awake or sleep. Due to the fact that they say it takes 20 minutes to do this and you have to be perfectly still.
Yeah, knock me out.
Knock me out, because you are not sticking a damn needle on me for 20 damn minutes, okay? You won't feel it. BS.
Bullshit.
Knock me out.
Or I'll knock you out. Knock me out or I'll knock you out. Your choice.
Because, well, people don't understand that you take the risk of, like, any move can make you paralyzed.
Yeah.
And that's why you hear pregnant women. Well, that's how serious it is. I mean, that's why when pregnant women, you hear about pregnant women getting epidurals. This is similar. They do it on their side when they get them, when they have children. That's why I don't understand why when pregnant women say they get them. I'm like, listen, you know you go paralyzed from that mess. You know, all it takes is you moving just one little iota the wrong way with that needle, and you're paralyzed.
You're done forever.
You know, and I tell them, listen, I'll go on to deal with the pain because the pain ain't that long. Push that puppy out. You know, it ain't that bad, you know. And you don't have to worry about anything wearing off also. And plus, you don't know how it's going to affect the baby. I always, you know, I'm that person, you know, you're putting drugs in me and I'm going to have a baby. How is this going to affect my child? You know, because they say anything that you put in yourself when you're having a baby goes to the baby. So I was that person. Don't give me no drugs when I'm having a baby, you know.
Yeah.
So I dealt with the pain and all that stuff. But this one, because I was like, I know I wasn't going to stay still. I don't care what they said. Knock me out.
Just knock me out.
Knock me out.
Exactly.
So that's what I did. But like I said, I don't remember being knocked out. Like I said, I remember her saying that she's going to put the medicine in there. And that was it. I kid you not. She said, I'm going to give you the medicine that's going to make you a little sleepy. Shoot. That's all that was said.
But, you know, you really don't sound like you had surgery or nothing. You sound like your normal self, considering.
Well, I've been laying in the bed. This was my first time sitting up because they wanted me to walk around, and I'm like, I know me with anesthesia. And since there's no one at home with me, because apparently people, you know, don't listen to me when I say, can you stay here? But I won't get into that.
Yeah, anyway. So, you know, that's with that. I'll going back to talking about your lions, I think
The Lions,
they have a chance. I think they have a chance. I'm not saying an excellent chance like last year, but I think I say they have at least 50% chance, which is better than nothing. They have a shot. But they will have to go. They can't lose no more than, I think, actually, to me, they can't lose no more, period. I think they have to run the table. I think so.
They can't lose no more. They can't afford to lose no more. And the sad part is that they did it to themselves.
Well, of course. Well,
and we've already got two people that aren't going to be playing on Saturday. I forget who they said isn't playing Saturday, but I mean, you know, we've already got people that they already said are out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already got my tickets reserved for next season because we had a little hiccup this season with my gift. We won't have no more hiccups like that. Because I might not even be at this weekend's game. So I believe if you give me a gift, I don't like conditions attached to my gifts. You know what I'm saying? And if you get mad at me, you shouldn't take my gift back from me on any given day. So
yeah, don't be an Indian gift.
You know, it's a gift for a not. So I've already put the deposit down on my tickets for next year. That way I ain't got to worry about it. You know.
Gotcha.
Plus, I don't like being told, well, I paid for these. That's my check. My income is nice enough where I can afford them. It ain't like mama only make $15,000 a year and can't afford no damn tickets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
That didn't sit well with me.
Mm.
You know, just because you got less bills than I got.
Right.
I paid for this and I paid for that. You know, a gift is a gift. But don't get pissed at me and take your gift back at any given moment.
I mean,
so since
gift,
I was told I wasn't even sure if I was, if when I was told I wasn't even sure if I was going to the game on Saturday, I was like, okay, we good.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a gift to me.
Nope.
That's a condition.
Yeah. So that's not right.
So see, next year I'm going to have 2 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
With no conditions.
There you go. No strings attached.
Yeah, because if I choose not to fucking go, I'll put the bitches up for sale myself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You make sure you have control of it.
Oh, I'm going to have full control. And like I said, to ensure that I have full control, I've already put the money down on them. And I'll have even better seats because I've already talked to the guy. I said, I like the seats we got this year, but I want even better ones.
Nah.
And since the deposit was made, now this is the catch, that because when you make the deposit, the earlier you make your deposit, the better choice you get in seats. Now, grant you know how good the seats we got. I'm staying in the same section, but I'm getting closer down. So
mm-hmm.
I won't have to tell nobody to sit down no more.
Because
the seats are the same price in that section. So I won't have to tell you to sit down because I really wasn't appreciating telling nobody to sit their butts down. You know, that gets annoying. When you guys tell somebody to sit down because they're standing up.
Yeah.
That wasn't. Or having a person hit my leg and I wanted to throw them over a few rails or something.
When you mean hit your leg, accidentally or
right
you're talking about like?
No, remember when I told you that the big fat girl straddled me and this was like right after my accident and she straddled my leg and she hit the nerve that was pinched.
Yeah,
and
right.
When I told her I couldn't move, so she thought she was going to straddle me and hit that pinched nerve so bad where if I would have had the strength to throw her down,
you would.
I would have.
Yeah.
I mean, she had all these places where she could have went around, and she chose to step over me. That would never happen. That would never, ever, ever, ever happen again. Never. Never, ever, 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 ever again happen again to me.
Ever, ever, ever. Never, never. Forever, never. Forever, never.
And you know how they say never? You know how they say never say never?
Well,
I can say never on that one. That will never happen.
Yeah.
You will never, ever try to straddle me again because next time it happens, I will have you put out of the stadium. Because, see, unlike this year, I'm having locked into my phone. There's a number that you could text, and I'm going to text it, and I'm going to have that one. and I'm going to say what they did, you got to go. As much pain as I was in, it would not have bothered me because I wanted to use some words that Jesus didn't want to hear.
Excuse me.
As a matter of fact, I think Jesus could have learned some words from me that day.
Ooh. Never knew that word. I learned something new. Even Jesus learned something new today.
And it wouldn't have been, what would Jesus do?
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the sad part.
My.
It would have been, what would Jesus not do?
Exactly. The opposite.
Jesus would not say this. Jesus would not say that. Jesus would not do this. And Jesus would not do that.
I do not like Greg the Ham. I do not like him, Sam. Not on a boat, not with a goat, not here or there, not anywhere.
Says Sam, I am.
Miss V, I am.
So what would Jesus do?
Say the opposite. What would he not do? Oh, what would he do?
Because, like, I'm sitting here right now and I'm feeling this nerve. So they said that I have to give it like 48 hours.
Okay.
So I got to let them know, like, what's happening from this. Back don't hurt. But that nerve that they said, that nerve has been pinched, which is not good. Because this is supposed to help avoid me having surgery. I don't think it's going to avoid the surgery. And that's the sad part.
Yeah. Ah, shit.
So I will be enjoying Vegas to the utmost in January because I might be out of commission for about 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. My exact feelings. Believe me, not cute at all.
So will this affect the show in any way?
I do not know.
I
do not know.
So we're all on in the dark, ladies and gentlemen. No one knows. Everybody's in the dark, so don't feel bad.
Oh, believe me. We will all find out at the same time, because if it's what I'm thinking, I know it will pull me off of that beautiful thing I call a day job for at least a month.
Wow.
That's the one thing I do know. So we're going to try one more thing. But like I said, I'm going to make sure I enjoy Vegas because I can tell right now that this is definitely going to pull me out of commission, which I'm not liking.
Not going to be good at all.
So, speaking of that.
What?
I'm going to promote it on this show. So everybody who listens to this show and listens tomorrow night to it's a flagship show. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex because we can't say that on here because we're not cussing. If you will be in Vegas the 23rd through the 28th for AVN. In January, listen to this show and start following my tweets. It has not been confirmed. We're still in talks, but if you want a chance to be invited to a private lingerie party that will be hosted by myself Ooh. And the beautiful, voluptuous Miss Naomi Banks.
Yummy.
Stay tuned. This will be a invite-only lingerie show. This will not be open to the public. The location will not be disclosed. It will be only
private
for it will be a lottery invite, which means that Naomi, along with myself, along with one other sponsor, will be tweeting, and you will have to send your information to either an email or a phone number. And if you are lucky enough to be chosen, and we will be going by phone numbers, if you are in Vegas and you are chosen, you will be tweeted. You will receive a text message with a location that you are to not disclose. And you will only be given that location via text message, which means you will not be able to be retweeted. If you retweet it, Lord help you. So, you'll have to send your information over to either an email or a phone number. And this will be an invite only, and it will be a lingerie party. I just received a phone call a few days ago because everybody was confused on what day my surgery was. Seriously, everybody had my surgery, they were confused. So more details will come out within the next couple of weeks. We'll start tweeting about it once we get all the details finalized, but this will be a invite only. It will be by lottery, and you have to be in Vegas. So we're not paying for nobody's airfare. We ain't paying for your hotel. We're not bringing you to Vegas. If you're not in Vegas for AVN, you will not be coming. Period.
Plain and simple.
And I will be talking about it on this show. I will be talking about it on It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex.
Nice.
Like I said, once we get the details finalized, I will be tweeting about it. And the big tweets will come out probably on that Tuesday show. You know how we do the show in Vegas. And for anybody who wants to know the schedule of shows, you guys, if you look on to blogtalkradio.com/ Miss Vita Toy Lady, you will see that we have our shows scheduled all the way out into February, which means that any show that you want to listen to up into February, you will see the only show that we do not have scheduled is our AVN show. And that's because I have to talk, and that's the Tuesday night show, but all of our Friday show, our Thursday and Friday shows are scheduled until February. So if you want to know what time it's Let's Talk About Sports is coming on what day, go look, they're scheduled. If you want to know what time It's All About Sex, Sex, and Sex, It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex is coming on, go look, it's already scheduled. You don't have to think about it. They're scheduled on the top, I believe, February 2nd. And that is season 3. And the reason being is that Blog Talk is now doing seasons. And the reason why season 3 ends February 2nd is because season 4 starts, which we're calling the season 4. I think we've been on the air longer than that, but we're going to say season 4 will start.
Because more than that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more than
at least
that.
By one so more season. I thought maybe by one more season, maybe 5.
I think we're one season up. But we're going to say season 4 will start that following week, because our anniversary is like February 11th. So with that, our season 4 will actually start season four will start the week of February 11th. So season three will actually end on February 9th, and we'll start season four off, and hopefully we can start season four off with, like, some great stuff. So season four will actually start February 15th.
Okay.
So.
After that.
Yep. So that just gives you guys an idea, but we're scheduled all the way up until February 2nd. So like I said, if you guys say, hey, we don't know when it's coming on, you're a fibber. I'm just saying, you're a fibber. The only show that you don't know what's coming on is when we're in Vegas. I'm just saying. Now, sometimes you might have a time change to do that. Okay. But aside from that, everything else is out there. And I even made sure it wasn't AM shows, that they were actually PM shows.
Good inside joke. Well, actually, we did talk about that, I think, Friday on the air.
But yes, if anybody is interested in coming to a private lingerie party, which is, you know, and meeting
the
fabulous Miss Naomi Banks.
Among others.
You never, I was going to say among others.
I can imagine the others. I mean, Naomi alone is good enough for me.
And but, like I said, we're still in the talks. And like I said, this is not. First of all, anybody knows that I never put her name out there unless she talked to me. Unless I'm just talking about, like, her in general.
First of all, in general,
I will say it.
But
it was put out there to me. I was told to, you know, to start promoting it, you know, and if you see any tweets coming from Naomi Banks, yes, it's true. So if you don't see any tweets from me, retweet me about it, because that means that I probably was sleeping on it. Y'all know sometimes I sleep on stuff. So if you see her tweet something about it, you guys don't be afraid to shoot me a nudge, because that means I was probably sleeping on it. But I'm just saying. Because I do know about it. It was discussed with me.
Yes. Awesome.
You know, sometimes I say, I ain't know nothing about that. And you know, you guys have heard me say, I ain't know nothing about that. And I'm not afraid to say when I don't know about certain things, because sometimes I'm not included, and I have no problem saying when I'm not included, because I'm not included in everything, and I'm not supposed to be included in everything.
No. True.
You know, sometimes I'm meant to just sit my little happy butt down, which I'm sure that it's going to be a lot of people telling me to sit my happy butt down. But a lot of people know that I'm planning on having fun while I'm there. So,
and usually you always make sure of that.
Yeah, but I'm going to be doing a lot of work. I've got a lot of meetings to go to. So
I'm moving to Shaker in Vegas.
I have lots of meetings.
Nice.
But football is, like, making me, I'm like, coming to the end of this football season, I mean, the good thing is that we will know before, hopefully, before Vegas, I have an idea of who's going to be in the Super Bowl. Because I don't leave until the 23rd, I should be able to place my bet. Last year, I couldn't place my bet because when I got there, we didn't know who was playing yet, so I wasn't able to place my bet. So I need to really know who's playing this year, because I need to place my bet, because I need to win some money. My money is really tight, you guys, so I need to make some money. I do. Last year, I couldn't place my bet, so I had no clue who was playing or doing whatever. So this year, because of AVN being later, I get to find out who's playing, and I'll be able to go to the sports bar. I'm going to go to the Flamingo and play some of the – I know somebody's saying, why the Flamingo? Because I got points at the Flamingo. I mean
– Now, what was – what you did last year?
And for those
who
say
– What was it last year?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What was last year's bet, but it was failed miserably? It was not even close. What was the bet you made last year?
Oh, I didn't bet last year because, remember, I didn't bet last year because we didn't know when I went to Vegas last year. It was the year before when I lost.
Okay, well,
I think Carolina was the one who was playing, and I think I bet against Carolina because I think Cam Newton, it was the two black quarterbacks that I bet against. Who was the two black quarterbacks that was playing?
Black on black crime. You wonder why it's still going on. Cam Newton. You wonder why we'll never sell this. It'll never be taken care of. Well, it will be 2 years. It wasn't black. It was Cam Newton. Well, that was what's his name's last game, you know. Peyton Manning's last game. When he won the Super Bowl against Cam Newton. That was the Broncos versus the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, because that was the one where they came back, and that pissed me off because they could have won, and that's where I lost my money.
Oh, no. Now I remember what it was. Oh,
no.
Wait a minute.
No. Or was it the Seahawks that was playing? Or was it the Seahawks and the Panthers?
I could have sworn you betted on the Falcons on that Patriots one last year. I could have sworn you did.
No, I didn't bet last year. It was the year before last.
Okay. So that was the Panthers versus the Broncos. That'll be coming up 2 years. Because this past year, this past February was the, Patriots and Falcons, where the Falcons spit the bit. And a year ago, that was the Panthers and Broncos.
All I know is that, it teed me off because I could have won, but they lost. Because the Panthers choked in that game.
Because
remember, the Panthers were winning and they choked because they let Tom Brady win.
Yeah, well, no, the one you talked about, the one they choked, that was the Falcons that choked. The Panthers didn't choke. That was actually not a, one-sided type of game. It wasn't like this one where the Falcons had a huge lead and they choked into the Patriots.
Somebody choked.
Yeah.
I know I lost money.
Main thing is you lost. Unfortunately, that's what happened. You win. No money. You should go for a... I don't know, one of those over-unders or some shit. And put some money on that. The Tigers will be under this many wins.
All I know is that...
or some shit like that.
Like I said... I know I lost money.
Yes, bottom line, you did.
I think I lost like $50 too, because it wasn't a small debt. Yeah. I didn't bet that much on the lottery. I'm just saying, I know y'all like, really, she said that? Yeah, I said that. It's the truth. I ain't got no shame in what I say. Shoot. I don't bet no $50 on a dog on football game unless it's serious.
Exactly.
I know y'all like, she really serious about that. Yes, I'm very serious about that.
Yeah, I know you are. Just think, we only have a, after tonight's show, there's only 3 shows left in the year.
No, only 1 show left in the year.
You mean 1? I thought we were doing shows later.
Next week is the last one.
No, but I'm counting tomorrow's a show, and then Thursday, Friday.
Oh.
That's 3 shows.
Oh. See, I was thinking about this show in particular. So, you know what I mean.
I'm thinking in general, in Visa Dark Radio in general. 3 shows left.
Oh, yeah. Visa After Dark in general, yeah, it's 3 shows left. But for this particular, this particular, it's only one more of this particular one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're talking about, let's talk about sports, yes, you're, technically you're correct. Yes, you're absolutely correct. And as far as about Sex Ed and More Sex, there's 2 shows left, and the last show of the year next week will actually have a guest to end this, to end the year. So that'll be good to
end
the year.
We have a guest on this show next week.
Yeah,
oh,
remember
yeah.
I told you about that.
You know what, my.
I told
you,
you know
what,
I got
her. You know my mind is slow.
Yeah, well,
and I'm the one who asked.
Slow. Let's make this clear. Your mind's not slow. You just have a lot of things, a lot of plates are spinning right now. Okay? So your mind's not slow. Okay? You just have a lot of shit going on. The difference. I will not allow you to say your mind is slow. Okay? That was true, yeah. But that's not the case. I have to defend you.
I got 5 million things going on.
Exactly.
I have 5.5 million things going on.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's why I took care of it. Actually, you told me to take care of it. Please, Jay, take care of that. I said, okay, no problem.
Because everybody don't understand. I have 5.5 million things going on. If y'all don't understand when I say 5.5 million things, I do have 5.5 million things going on. At any given time, I never know what's going on. Like, I think I'm supposed to, like, have a heating pad on. They gave me, like, directions of stuff I was supposed to be doing today, and I was just like, okay. I think the only thing I've done is, like, lay down.
Well,
I mean,
good.
I did eat. Well, I was cranky also because I didn't eat today. That, like, really sucked.
Well, I'll do it.
Because they told me I couldn't eat after midnight, so it, like, really messed me up. That messed me up really bad. So I, like, ate later, and it still messed up my whole schedule. So tomorrow I'll be back on schedule. Because I was doing so good. Because, like, I'm on my weight loss medicine trying to lose weight. And when they told me I couldn't eat after midnight, I was just like, are you serious? I can't eat.
Were you a gremlin? Don't feed her after midnight. And don't put no
pretty
water
much.
On her.
I couldn't. And pretty much couldn't have no water either. Couldn't eat and couldn't drink.
It's not like a gremlin movie. What the fuck is this?
It was. Don't eat,
don't
drink.
Don't feed her after midnight.
Don't feed her after midnight.
Oh, and don't show no bright light. That's another thing. And no bright light. Bright light.
I went 13 hours with no food or drink. And actually I went more than 13 hours because the last time I had something to eat was like at 8 o'clock last night. And I didn't eat anything until like 1 o'clock this afternoon. So you know I was losing my heaven forsaken mind.
That's what I don't like about that shit. You have to, you know, can't eat at a certain time. You gotta wait till all this shit's over. Ugh.
So that wasn't cute. That wasn't cute at all. And then folks gonna pull out food in front of me. I'm like, really? So that I take that back. They did give me some cranberry juice. They gave me 2 cranberry juices. You would have thought that was like the best thing they ever gave me. I inhaled that cranberry juice like it wasn't nothing. They was like, what do you want? They gave me a choice. Little I mean, I swear that's like, you know how you feel like they're giving you like the doggone Capri Suns that they give the kids? That's what I was feeling like.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
serious.
Capri Suns, wow.
But it wasn't a Capri Sun. It was like a small can, but it had to be like 6 or 7 ounces.
Oh, it was a can. Okay, not that pouch. Yeah, okay. Come on.
No.
Okay, okay.
But the worst thing is that, like, she looks at my wrist. Now, I've had 2 children. I know everybody's going to say, how did this turn into this? But this is what we do on all the shows.
Yeah, yeah, so
but when she put my IV in, now, I have a scar on my wrist because I had 2 children.
Oh,
and
okay.
I have a scar from the IVs. Okay, anybody who's ever seen drug users, and I kid you not, have you ever watched, like, the TV shows when they talk about drug users and they say how you can see needle marks and stuff on them?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, but it is
like
the truth.
Looks like a bulletin board, you know, all the pins in it.
And with drug users, I mean, but it's the same thing, like, if you get too many IVs or whatever in a certain amount of time, you actually have, like, scar tissue. It builds up. So she looks on my wrist, and she's like, what's this from? And I'm like, because they used to have an anchor, and I could, like, point on my right arm. I could point to the different areas where I've had needles put in so many times because that's where they used to put the needles in when I was pregnant. She puts this IV into my wrist. She says, I don't think this is going to take. I told her before she put it in, I said, I have collapsing lungs. I have collapsing veins. And she said, yeah, I kind of figured that. She sticks it in through the scar. Now, she sees the scar. I'm telling her because I got a lot of IVs when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
So she puts it in the IV scar from 27 years ago. And she says, yeah, that's probably scar tissue. This ain't going to work. But we're going to try anyway. Nah, that's not going to work. She leaves the IV in there, the stent from the IV. Now, you know how long them things are.
Sure.
You know, that's like a needle that's movable. She leaves that in there. She goes farther up on my arm, near my elbow. She says, we're going to try this vein here. I hope we don't hit scar tissue. She gets it in there. She starts the IV. And I'm looking at I can feel it in my wrist. And she's like, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. It's not that bad. And I'm thinking, I've already told you I hate needles. This is why y'all are putting me to sleep, because I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
So she's holding my wrist, and I'm laying there, like, not looking, but I can feel it. And I'm thinking, either she's going to take this out, or I'm going to rip this. I'm thinking either she's going to take this out, or I'm going to reach over, and I'm going to rip this out my wrist, because this is how much I hate this. She finally gets out, and my wrist looks like it's all, like, I've got this tourniquet, like, wrapped around my wrist, and then I've got the other one wrapped around my elbow. So I'm like,
gotcha.
Oh, my goodness. Like, this woman literally beat me up. This was just getting an IV in me.
Maybe this is the one you punched.
So can you? No, she wasn't back there. She wasn't allowed. No, they have different people that take you back to the other part. Like, the people took me to the other part dressed totally differently.
Okay.
Like, they have to dress completely different from the other people.
Well, you got to make sure everything's thorough, you know.
Yeah, but they call it, like, a thorough dressing. So.
Sure.
But I'm saying their clothes are, like, totally different. Like, these nurses, like, they come around, their clothing is completely different. They make sure that, you know, like, there's no mistaking, like, oh, I'll just throw a cap on my head and I'll go back there. They got totally different clothing.
A shower cap and a scrub and that's it.
Their clothing is completely different. Because I was looking like, wow, these people, you know, like, the people who took me back there.
Yeah.
Everybody in that area was dressed completely different from the nurse. I was like, okay, that makes sure they know who's supposed to be back here and who not. There is no mistaking who's supposed to be back in them areas, because they made sure that they definitely signify who's who. Won't be no, because the nurse anesthetician. I almost laughed at her, not because she was funny, but because her little thing that was on her head looked like she was a baker.
Yeah.
For her to be
like
in a sterile environment.
Yeah.
It looked like she had like a chef's hat on.
Yeah.
But it was cute. I mean, it wasn't a bad thing, but hers looked like a chef's hat. And like her outfit was different. So it's like you could tell who was who. Like everybody had their own little outfit. I was like, okay, they definitely want to make sure they know who's supposed to be in that environment. And then, like, they reached up underneath the pillow, and they put the stuff over my head. So I was like, oh, this is crazy. Then naturally I asked the question, which I think they thought that was crazy, but I asked the question that I guess most people don't ask, because when they had me put the gown on, I said, okay, bra on or bra off? And she's like, oh, you keep your bra on? I said, well, I was just asking. She's like, oh, no. She's like, that was a good question. She's like, I was like, listen, I don't know what y'all want me to have on or don't have on. Because they told me to leave all my jewelry and everything at home.
Okay.
And I get there and I look on my left hand, I still have my ring on. So I was like, I took my ring off.
Good. At least after that. No one took that.
No, I took that off. Right before I went back there, because I realized I had it on before I went back there, so I took that off and threw it in my purse, and I gave him my purse.
Gotcha.
And because I thought I could take that back there with me, and they was like, no, they was like, give him everything. So he had my coat, my purse, my phone, my everything. And then they couldn't find him for an hour.
Mike, you know, that sounds like, what's his name? I can't, like, what's his face? I can't believe I forgot his name. Shit. What's his name? It's just the way you said it. You know, what's his name? White. What's his name? My first, my last, my everything. It's just the way you said it. Like, my first, my coat, my everything. Yeah, homeboy said, you know what I'm talking about? That big fat dude back in the day. Damn, what's his fucking name? You know what I'm talking about? Real famous singer.
I can't even think about it.
No. My first.
I can't think.
My last. My everything. You know what I'm talking about. Show you right.
I can't.
You know, but you know what I'm talking about, right? You know the face. Like, you know what I'm talking
remember.
About. Right?
I can't remember. I can't remember. You know, I'm blank right now.
I can't believe I forgot. I gotta look this up. I can't sound like a fool right now. Then again, what else is new? Ha 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 ha. Did you do it? wait. Is it, I know something white. Damn. Wait, hold on. I'm not going off the air until like, I am not. We are not letting this go. No, hell with that. No. I know it's white. His last name. I know this one of his songs. Well, I know many of his songs, but my last.
I know you're talking about Barry White.
Yeah, there you go, Barry White. Yeah, there you go. My first.
I don't remember Barry White singing nothing like that.
Yeah. Come on. Yes. My first. My last. My everything. Yeah, trust me, that's him.
You want to find that?
Oh, I already found it. Trust me, if I played this, when I played this, you'd be like, oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah, but I don't know how I would remember his first name. But it's just the way you said it. My purse, my coat. It's just the way you said it, just like in that same game. Only my crazy ass. It just sounded funny the way you said it. My first.
It's your mindset.
Yeah, it's
my
mindset.
Because you'd have been at a birthday party.
Birthday party. Whose birthday party was that? Oh, well, that.
When you
well,
had a birthday
really a
party?
No, it wasn't a birthday. It was really a birthday dinner. And
but you know what I mean.
Birthday.
When you're around older, but you, when you're around older people, your mind kind of go places.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
I like that regardless. It doesn't have to be. I like
no, but you know what I mean, what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And actually, when we got off the air, I'm going to tell you something I thought was funny. That I saw on Twitter earlier.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. That guy might know something. I think I do. The thing I do.
I thought you was going to say that. Oh, that's right. We can't hear when we're on the air.
No, well, I got to upload it. I don't got it on my hard drive. I don't have that particular song on my hard drive. Or it's on my playlist.
I'll listen to it later.
But you know what I'm talking about. Trust me.
I'll hear it later. It's not that serious.
Anyway, we got to get up there anyway. I'll play tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to get off the air.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll take this from here. So thank you for listening. Believe it or not, this was the sports show. Thank you all for listening to another fine edition of Let's Talk About Sports with me and my lovely co-host, the lovely Ms. Vita Twilley. Now, next Thursday will be our last show of the year of 2017 as far as Let's Talk About Sports. We shall be back on our regularly scheduled time next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so be sure to tune in exclusively here, right here, and only here, on blogtalkradio.com/MissVDatoyLady, MSVDATOYLADY. I did not stutter this time. Ha! And tomorrow night, that's not between Miss V and me. Tomorrow night, it's all about sex and more sex, the flagship show of Bees at the Dog Radio. You better not forget it. You know why? Because Miss V's hosting it. The originator of the flagship station show. Yeah. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. So about sex and more sex. Miss V, the Toy Lady, and me. And just like this show, you have no idea where this show is going to go. You can go all over the place. You never know. Nothing is scripted. And nothing ever will be. With that being said, I bid you all a good evening. Until next week, for anybody to just listen to Let's Talk About Sports, we'll see you next Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For those of you who would like to listen to both, Let's Talk About Sports and It's All About Sex and More Sex tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Friday. We'll see you then tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, have a good evening. And any parting words for listeners out there? Mitchie?
Follow my tweets because you never know what's going to come up soon. Like I said, that lingerie show, right now we're still talking about it, but if you don't follow me, follow the real Naomi Banks.
Yes.
Because she'll be tweeting, and like I said, she might get the tweet out before me. If she doesn't get out, follow Super Lover Productions, because between the three of us, somebody will be tweeting it.
Cool.
And if you don't know about Super Lover Productions, you better go find out.
That's right. Very good man. Yeah. Cool guy. You from Brooklyn?
So like I said, follow the tweets.
Yes.
You guys know I've taken a break from social media. I will come out of my hiatus just for that.
Thank you. Take your time when you need to. Mm-hmm.
But 2017, I'll be coming out anyway. But I'm trying to let
the world to know.
We got to the nonsense has to die down. I've got to get through 2017 with the nonsense in the media.
Gotcha.
Everybody have a fabulous weekend.
Yeah.
One more week,
believe it or not.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
That's right. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Night.
Night, good night. Take us out, Miss V.
Night.
Good night.